you come up with anything greater than that, man, let me know. What do you want to do, man? What are you doing? He want to, and he do it. He making you just like him. He fulfilling, man, his word. He's a God of his word. What he said, what was his original word that he said about us? What was his precept? What was the word of life? What was the king saying? What he said from the very beginning, I'm talking about before any man else, anybody else spoke, boy, that was anything. He said this. What he said, let's make man just like us and let them have dominion over the earth. Let them be king in the earth. Then he planted a little spot on the earth, man, that was conducive to what he wanted the whole earth to be like. And there he put the man in, the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden. And then he told him this, to work the land. That word work that means to become. What? To become what? What he just said. Kings over the earth. With an assignment. What's the assignment, boy? To make it on earth just like it is in heaven. How we do that? By getting back to what the king said about us and start decreeing and declaring that and start meditating on that and start preaching that and start acting on that, man. Why? Because the only way you can get that, man, and have that manifest in your life is through faith. And the only way, man, the faith for that can come, hey, it comes by hearing. And the only way you can hear that, man, somebody got to preach it. And the only way they can be preached, they got to be sent by God and anointed by God, man. Glory to God. Now, why? Because that, man, what I'm talking about, to appropriate that in your life, it's going to take the God kind of faith. And that God kind of faith come by hearing and hearing. I ain't talking about coming by heard. I'm talking about, man, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. How long, brother Arthur? Continuously, forever. Hearing, man, what? Boy, the voice of your Father in heaven, fellowshipping with him, communing with him, personal relationship with him, continuously growing, man, in the knowledge, man, of who you are, becoming who you already are. That's work. That's the work that God. I ain't talking about your job and your career. I'm talking about, man, the work, what you're becoming. What you're becoming, man, you know, in and through God. What you becoming in and through God? What he said about you. What he said about you? Let's make him in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion and let them have power and control and influence and let them reign on the earth and let them make it on earth just like it is in heaven. I give them power over all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by any means harm them. So I give them. Who is that them? That's us. I give you everything that you have need of to accomplish what I see. That's what it meant when he's saying God bless them. That's God. That word bless, that means God, I give you everything that you have need of. All the potential that you have, that you need to fulfill what I said, I place that on the inside of you. I give you all of that. But how you going to do that, Lord? I'm going to place myself in you. I'm going to place on the inside of you the Holy Spirit. Who is that? That's God in you. When you're talking about the Holy Spirit, there ain't no he. That's a person. That's a member of the Godhead. If you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, in simple terms, that's God in you. That's God's way of being in you. Right? Through the power of the Holy Ghost, who is the express image of the Father, who is the power of Almighty God, who have all the attributes of Most High God, the one that manifests, man, what he said. That power and that authority, that's of God. It's placed on the inside of us, on the inside of us. The power that working up on the inside of us, according to the power that working up on the inside of you. What do you say? According to the power that working on the inside of you. That's why I say, boy, that's a lot of things that we don't know. And then in this standpoint about that, we don't even have an idea that we don't know. So therefore, we get, man, caught up in a doctrine, man, and we just stick with that, man, for generation after generation after generation. But all the time, man, there's a going on in God, hallelujah. From our next to our next to our next, man, going higher and higher and higher, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. See, in simple terms, man, out there in language, becoming more and more and more of who God created us to be, or who God say we are, hallelujah. Just like him. and functioning just like him, living just like him. That's what he said about us. And boy, we lost that in Adam's disobedience. And through Jesus Christ's obedience, and man, that promise that God made to the devil and to Adam and Eve, that he was not only going to redeem his children's lives from that destruction, but restore them back to his will and his plan and his intent for their lives. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Put them back into that promised land with the presence of the Lord. I ain't talking about like it was in the Old Testament where they couldn't go behind the veil into the presence of the Lord. They could go in the holy place. They could come through the gates of thanksgiving. They could come through the courts of praise. They could even come all the way up there in the church service, man, and have a good time and feel the presence of the Lord. But could none of them go, man, in the holies of holies behind the veil into the literal presence of the Lord? But boy, you and I can. There we go. He pointed unto you and I, like I said earlier, boy, the golden step to the right. That way we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through our corporate relationships and our corporate services, man, that we offer up to our Father in heaven. Through that. And I'm trying to go around there and go beyond that and way out there. You got to follow the protocol. You got to go through that. But don't just stop in there. Don't just stop at the gates of thanksgiving. Go on to the course of praise. And when you get to the course of praise, don't just stop at the course of praise. Go on, man, to the church service and enjoy your word of God and be inspired and be encouraged, man. But go on beyond that, man, where you can be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, right? So that we can know what is the hope of our calling. You know what that means? So that we can know what's really going on. So that we can know what the deal is. So that we can know what God is doing. And boy, get in on that. And therein is the fulfillment of life. And when you find that out and come to know that, well, we cease from all our works. And we get in on what he done. In other words, boy, we surrender all, man. Like I told you, boy, I told God, Father, my life ain't nothing but a mess. And you mean to tell me, man, if I give you all of me, man, you'll give me all of you? I said, let me get that straight. You take this old messed up life that I have, you're on my way to a devil's hell. If you tell me that if I tell you you can have this life, if I give this life to you, then in exchange you'll give me your life? You say, yes, sir. I start blaming Adam for what he did that caused all this mess to come upon us. And boy, I thought honor and praise and glorify my God for what he did about that. He took that old messed up life. He took all our sins, all our shortcomings, all our faults, all our mistakes. He took it upon himself, man, and cleansed us up from all our unrighteousness. Paid the penalty for our sins so that you and I could be justified. So you and I could come into the presence of the Lord just as though we had never sinned. So you and I can come back into the knowledge of who God is and the Holy Spirit live on the inside of us, who will lead and guide us into the truth. That word truth, that don't mean just like true or false. That's included in it. But we say he'll lead and guide us into the truth, that means into the reality of it, into the glory of it, into the manifestation of it. Line upon line, precept upon precept, going from glory to glory to glory. The same principle like when you're planting apple seed. You know, it starts, man, being a seed, and then when it's planted in the ground, man, then they come up a little tender shoot, and then it keep on growing and growing and growing and growing. Then they got a little tree with branches on it, and the little branches got leaves on it. What is it doing, man? It's going, man, from that seed. Then when it's planted, it starts going from glory to glory to glory to glory. It starts becoming, man, the potential that's on the inside of it, who it already is, what, our apple. And as it continues to go, man, from glory to glory to glory to glory, from that little seed, that little tender shoot, to a little tree, man, with branches and leaves on it, until all those branches, man, and the fruit on it, man, what it's doing, man, it's going through a divine process. It's going from glory to glory to glory to glory. It's becoming, man, what it already is. Even that seed is already an apple. In fact, it's more than an apple. It's an apple tree with a whole lot of apples on it. In fact, it's more than that. It's a whole orchard. It's an orchard with a whole lot of apple trees. In fact, it's more than this. It's a whole bunch of orchards. With a whole bunch of trees, with a whole bunch of apples, with a whole bunch of seeds, man. Continue growing, man. I'm talking about it go on and on and on and on and on until all eternity. They just steady, man, becoming, man, what it already is. And listen, they destroy me one seed. Glory to God. That's how the word of God is, man. It's like that, and they operate that same way. That same way, boy. You take the truth of God's word, boy, and more than that, you begin to plant that in your heart. You begin to put that in your mouth. You begin to find out what God say, and you start saying that. You start decreeing that. You start declaring that. What's happening, man, boy, let me tell you something. It might not let nobody be happening at first. It might do very little to change your circumstance or your situation or your symptoms instantly. But because why? It's not designed to do that. It's designed to change you and to change me, to change us. So that we grow in men, change and men, repent and we change our whole way of thinking, start becoming who we already are, then we change our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Not God. God said, I give you dominion in the earth. I give you power over all the power of your enemy. I make you the head, not the tail. And you has he raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. It's given unto you to know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I give you all of the kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I give you sovereignty. I give you dominion. I give you raw power. I give you righteousness. You who knew no sin, the God made you to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You. You take charge. In fact, boy, he gave Moses the commandment and everything else. Then Moses went to God one time and said, Lord, what are you going to do? Jesus, God told Moses, man, what you coming to me for? And I already gave you the commandment. And I already told you what to do. Go tell Pharaoh and let my people go, man, so they come out in the wilderness and worship me, man. Then I can raise up a generation, man, to eventually take them to the place where I really want to get them to, the promised land. God said the same thing, man. I give you power. What are you coming to me for? I give you power over all the power of your enemy. I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you allow on earth, man, be allowed in heaven. Whatever you don't permit, yeah, you. Because I give you dominion. That's why I'm restoring back to you. What you coming to me for? I give you power. You recover yourself from the snares of the devil. You. You rise up, man. You start going from glory to glory to glory to the glory. Why? Because that's what brings glory to God. Not of having good church and putting on good programs and everything else. Man, what brings glory to God, man, when God's word is manifested in our lives. Hallelujah. And boy, God wants to show us, boy, in his presence, the functioning principles of God. See, not enough to be saved. Saved ain't the goal. Saved is the means to the goal. I'm going to say that again, man. You know, listen, boy, we get saved and we just wander around in the wilderness, man. But all the time, saved is the means to the goal. Hey, listen, man, they could never get to the promised land, the children of Israel, as long as they were in Egypt, as long as they were slaves under Pharaoh. So God didn't bring them out, man, you know, and deliver them there so they wouldn't be slaves no more, or they wouldn't be under Pharaoh. I mean, that was just a result of it. God brought them out, man, so that they could worship him, so that, boy, I'm talking about God can fulfill, man, his promise that he made to their forefather Abraham, that land that was flowing in milk and honey that he promised him. When he took them on that mountain and showed them all that land, he said, hey, all that you see out there, yeah, he said, that's yours. I'm giving it to you. Lord, with milk and honey. Then he took Abraham back down the mountain where it was nothing but wilderness there. He said, now go and possess your land. I give it all to you. But whatsoever ground and soul of your feet bled upon, that's what you're going to have. In other words, God said, I'm going to give you everything that you need, but you got to go get it. You got to go get your stuff. I'm going to give you everything that you need. I ain't going to get nothing for you. I gave you dominion. All I'm going to do is bless you. What do you mean? All I'm going to do is empower you to go get your stuff. You think it was David and his own strength, man, that killed Goliath? No, God said they didn't. They were scared. The rest of them were scared, man. They would come out there and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine defying the word of God? Who is this circumstance or this situation, this simple man, that try to make himself greater than man, what God said about me? Man, David went running after Goliath. Goliath had a shield and a spear and a giant. And boy, David had, boy, was five little smooth stones and a slingshot. And you know the story. Hello. Well, I got, boy, I'm talking about David, say, boy, be the Lord is upon me. And God doing that's what God do. In my own strength, I can't do nothing, but boy, let me tell you something. I had some experience. I didn't go on from glory to glory. I killed the bear. I killed the lion. Man, I tell your head off. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That's the same attitude we ought to have. That's the same way we ought to be in our attitude. That's what the Beatitudes are in the Bible. We name them the religious title and everything else, but don't understand what we're really saying. When there's no Beatitudes, man, that ain't just the first 12 verses in the Bible. That's three chapters. Chapter 5, chapter 7, chapter 6, chapter 8. All this, the one sermon. That's the Sermon on the Mount. All the them whole three chapters. The boy God was saying this. This is how you ought to be in your attitude. But if you're poor in spirit, this ought to be. You ought to be, man, well, listen. I'm blessed. Why? Because knowledge is available now. The people who sit in darkness who didn't know, they saw a great light. Boy. What Jesus Christ come to bring? Illumination or information. Well, the original information that was lost in the graveyard of religion. What the original information? What's the original information? The law of life. What's the law of life? What the king say, what God said. And to get us back on track to that. And everything in our pursuit of life, boy, to be a means to that end. What? To get back, man, in on what God is doing. What's that? That's the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. And when we get back in on that, what will be the result of it? Then, boy, I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's the literal place. That's the country. That's the atmosphere. That's the environment. That's the lifestyle, the culture. Everything that it consists of. Hallelujah. That's your inheritance. It can begin to be manifested in our lives here on earth. And that's what brings glory to our Father in heaven. Not how well your church was, and not now how well your emotions were stirred up, but how much of man we becoming who we already are. Who are they, boy? Not just apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and choir members and ushers and all those religious power, our priesthood and everything else, but that we really become men who we really are. Children of the Most High God, who functions in those men different gifts and talents that have been given to us by the Holy Spirit. Diverse gifts and talents. Yeah. But man, if we know man lose sight on man, you know, the purpose for those gifts and talents that they be used in our generation. What that is, to edify the body of Christ, to build one another up, to strengthen one another, to encourage one another. I'm talking about to speak well of one another, think well of one another, to forgive one another, to love one another, man. To just, man, just a lot of love, the love of God to flow in our heart through the Holy Ghost, man, to one another. What's that? That's the body edifying itself. That's why I come on here radio broadcast, boy, I speak life to you. I know what it is. And I know our circumstance, situation, symptom, boy, I'm talking about everything that come against us to steal, kill, and destroy, even what I'm talking to you about. You can know one thing, boy, the enemy don't ever want you to hear what I'm saying. He don't ever want you to go beyond, past the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies. He don't ever want you to know, man, what God is doing. That's why God say my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's what we don't know. That's why I say it's so much, man, knowledge that we don't know that we don't even understand it. So that's why there's a going on in God. can't get stuck in your doctor and say this is it. That I got the right one. No, let me tell you something, man. We ain't got a clue really to what's really going on. We just growing, man. And the only way you can grow in the real knowledge of that, man, you got to go, man, past, man, or past the commentaries and everything that, man, you got to go. You got to use that, but you got to go past that, man, until you can hear, man, God for yourself, get into the presence of the Lord. And then you're going to know the truth. And then you'll be able to rightly interpret, man, the word of God. Even the word of God that he spoke through the writers. You'll be able to rightly interpret it, man. When you know God's precepts, his original intent and idea. When you know that, how you know that, boy? You got to seek that. But that is, that's seeking the first, the kingdom of God. You got to go out of there. You got to make that your number one priority. Why that should be our number one priority? Because everything else, that's going to pass away. Church, as we know it, and all that, one day all that's going to pass away. One day there ain't going to be no more church like we know it. One day the last song going to be sung. The last sermon going to be preached. The last soul going to be saved. And then, boy, all that's going to come to an end. But, boy, what the king doing, that's eternal, man. They going to last forever. What he doing, boy? Man, he molding and shaping us, man, the way he is. What he is really intending to die, what, that we be in his image, his likeness, ruling and reigning on the earth. And when you get in on that, like I say, you start becoming that. As you grow in the knowledge of that, you start becoming that. As you begin to exercise faith in that, you start becoming that. What you're doing now, that's more than a job, man. You're working now. Your job, man, is what you was. What you were born to do, you know, your work is what you were created to do. Your job, man, is your skills and your talent that you learn, that you perform in the earth now. But, boy, your work is your divine, man, purpose and destiny. Divine. That's what God told Adam. He put a man in a garden and say, boy, work, but become. Become what? Become everything that I say about you. Become that. If I say you the head, not the tail, become that. If I say, man, let me tell you something, who the sun says free, I don't care what you've gone up to, drugs, alcohol, whatever, it don't matter what it is. Good thing, it ain't just bound up to, man, bad thing. We got some things we bound up to that good thing that we didn't make, man, put before God. I just is worth it being bound up, man, by the negative thing. When we put other things before God, that's our idolatry. Right there, that's putting everything up. That's putting things before God. I'm bound up in that all kind of ways, man. She come on, mama. It isn't my time bound up on this radio broadcast for this hour here, you know. I just want to say this. You know, if you tune into this radio broadcast, man, God want to speak to your heart. And I pray that, man, every time, you know, you tune in here, that if it ain't but one thing, that something to see it, man, that will build you up. That would, man, exalt you. Like God said, like in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, I place you under the word of my grace, which is able to build you up, not hype you up. That's included in it. But build you up. What? I place you under the word of my grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance. Among those that are sanctified, who are set apart to, who will say yes, Lord, to your will and yes to your way. Well, give you your inheritance. What's your inheritance? That promised land. What's that? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you. What's that? That place that Adam and Eve was, man, in Genesis chapter 1, when God said that was very good. Where they had a personal relationship with their Father in heaven, walking in the cool of the day. Let me tell you something, boy, if a symptom or state of disease, man, confronted them, man, they took authority over that, man. In fact, boy, healing was in the trees and the leaves. The leaves and the trees, let's say it right. There ain't no sickness in hell. Ain't no racism in hell. Ain't no unforgiveness in hell. Ain't no poverty in hell. Ain't no backbiting and slandering in hell. And what God's will is for it to be in our life here on earth, just like it is in the other. How you gonna accomplish that? Through you and I, through us. Hallelujah. The church, the called out one, the one who we see up we are, the church. And if we're not careful, we get preoccupied with having church. That's because, man, we don't know what our true assignment is, right? To be the church. To be more than ambassadors of Christ. To be representative of Christ. Right? Not to win souls, man, to my church or my denomination or my philosophy, but to win souls, man, into the presence of the Most High God. To win souls for the kingdom of God. To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling you back to him, making you one again with him. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation, to go let you know that all of the kingdom of hell, your inheritance that you lost in Adam, has been restored back to you. And now you can grow up in the knowledge of it and start walking in the reality of it. Becoming who you already are, Lord. Kings and queens, no matter what body you're in. If you're in a male body, that's a king. If you're in a female body, that's a queen. They both are the same thing. They rulers. It don't matter whether you're male or female, you're a ruler. What's a ruler? They call out by my son. They want to have power, control, and influence and authority over their domain, over their life. So let's rise up, man, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, and let's start ruling and reigning in our lives. Instead of allowing the circumstances, situations, and symptoms to dictate to us to come to steal, kill, and destroy who God say we are, let's flip the script, man, and start speaking to them mountains and to them giants. Even if they seem bigger than us, let's start, man, coming on into the presence of the Lord, man, on a daily basis and dwelling there so that when we leave out of that place, man, we go out and back into our straight up influence, and instead of it dictating to us, we start dictating to it. Then what we'll be doing, then we'll be reestablishing God's kingdom back on the earth. God's will back on the earth. Little by little by little. Going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Becoming who we already are. And not getting weary if we don't see instant results. But no more that we becoming that and that we steady growing until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. And on the way of doing that, just edifying one another, building one another, and exalting one another. Like I hope that this radio broadcast is good to you. And do that for what purpose? So that we can walk in the beauty of hope. So that we can come out of darkness. So that we can come out of sin and live the way God intended for us to live, holy and upright. So that we can serve him much more than we do. So that we can love him much more than we do. So that we can obey him much more than we do. So that we can, man, be pleading in his sight much more than we do. And I close with this. It gives the Father great pleasure. This will please him the most. To give you, man, your inheritance. All of the kingdom of hell. With the kingdom of hell and all the lifestyle of hell. Hallelujah. It gives the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. To place you back into his original intent and desire and plan and purpose for your life. And start you on your course toward that destination. And when you get in that place, chart your course toward that destination. What the destination is, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Hey, listen, y'all, I think my time is up, man. Gail, my wife, Gail and I, we love you with the love of God. That we may be of any help or assistance to you in any way helping you to continue developing your personal relationship with the Lord. You can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry at Bunker, Louisiana. Our phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Again, that phone number is 713-870-3776. Hey, we're in the season of restoration. Hey, come join us, boy, in our radio broadcast and what God is doing in our life. So contact us and let's grow together in the kingdom of God. Once again, that number is 713-870-3776. Gail and I, my family, and the Most High God, we love you with the love of God. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye. Persecuted.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life.